The Power FM Brekkie Show.
School holidays is underway, Seba.
Yeah, it is. A couple of weeks, the kids are going to be running rampant around town. Expect all the playgrounds and shopping centres to be full of kids over the next couple of weeks.
But expect school zones to be ominously quiet at around 3:20 in the afternoon.
It frees up a bit of traffic around schools, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, I went to the supermarket just after 3 yesterday, which is usually a nightmare for me because I have to drive right past a school zone. And it was beautiful, just tranquil almost.
That's what you want. That makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It takes the stress out of a short drive, I'll tell you. But something that, of course, goes hand in hand with school holidays is a long drive. Like you might go visit rallies somewhere. You might just go for a caravan holiday, pack the kids in the back and off you go. Do you remember, did you do many road trips growing up?
Yeah, I did. I actually did a really big road trip just recently. We had a wedding in South Australia, just on Kangaroo Island there. So we spent about 9 hours in the car over the course of 2 days.
Oh, it sounds like a nightmare, I'll be honest.
Wasn't too bad, actually.
Kangaroo Island's spectacular, isn't it?
Yeah, and our road trip included putting a car on a ferry and taking it across to the island.
Well, that's a bit of fun.
Yeah, you got to kill all the boredom on road trips, though, don't you?
Well, that's what I wanted talk about. And 533-1031, if you want to give us a call, tell us what you're doing to kill the boredom on a road trip. But what do you do to pass the time?
Classic game, I Spy.
You can yes.
pass away hours at a time with I Spy. And yep. especially now that I'm older, I'm a full-grown adult.
Your vocabulary's better?
Exactly, yeah. So you can spy harder things.
Your spelling's a little bit better? Yeah. There is nothing worse than playing I Spy with younger siblings who can't spell when you got a tricky word like phone and they spell it with an F, so you're spending the whole trip trying to work out what starts with F. And they're like, no, it's phone, like, you know, your mobile phone.
And there can be some pretty heated debates surrounding I Spy when you're in the car too.
Oh, yeah. So you and Sheena had a good old time smashing out some games with I Spy?
Yeah, we did, although she got a little bit frustrated after a while. I think either you love it or you hate it.
Were you winning too much, were you, Seba? Well, or would she just get sick of not working it out?
She got sick of working it out.
Yeah. You know what? You know what me and my siblings did to pass the time when we were doing road trips when we were little? We would just bicker.
Oh, really? Man. That would have driven your parents insane, I would imagine.
Just fight over every little thing. Like if you're sitting in the back seat and their knees touching yours, that's something to bicker about.
Did you ever like do the old slap across the knee? Make them turn red?
I don't remember. It's a very real possibility. But yeah,
how many siblings do you have? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I've got a lot. That's the thing. There's 6 kids all up in my household. So I've got 5 siblings who I grew
Road
up with.
Road trips would have been hectic.
It would have been for mum and dad. We were driving this big Mitsubishi van and I don't know how they did it, to be honest. I don't know how they put up with us. But give us a call, 533-1031, if you had a neat trick to pass the time on road trips. Kerry, is there something you do to pass the time on a long trip?
Yes, there is. We used to, originally I lived in Western Australia and all the number plates were a bit different over there.
Yeah.
And we used to guess which town the number plates were from.
That's a fun little trick, isn't it?
Yeah, so it used to pass the time quite well.
Yeah, and it must have given you 20/20 vision too, because number plates are kind of hard to spot on the highway coming up so quick.
Yeah, and another good old game was Spotto. So you would try and pick what vehicle was coming up, or you'd have like a different car brand. Then you'd have to try and spot it before your brothers and sisters did.
Yeah, classic.
Very interesting. I'm just wondering, going back to the number plates, how do you distinguish what area the number plate's from? What are the differences you look for?
Okay, so, for example, if they're in the city of Perth, they look pretty much like the number plates that you see around in Ballarat.
Yeah.
But if they were, for example, from a country town like Bunbury, it would start with BY.
Yeah,
or,
really?
Albany would be AL.
That's fascinating. Sort of I lived in WA for 3 years and I had no idea that was going on. Good one, Kerry. We're going to send you along to Redline Speedway this weekend. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you very much for that.
Samantha, what are you doing to pass the time on a long drive?
Well, I do long drives every day to and from work, so my plan is to turn the music up full blast sing.
Practice a bit of your karaoke.
Exactly, because people hate when I do it in front of them, so this is a perfect time when you're alone.
You're not carpooling, are you?
No.
That could be dangerous.
No. No one would be appreciative for that.
So are there any, like, real good belters that you love to sing along to?
Look, I mix it up. I go, you know, old school R&B to... Yeah. rock, everything. Oh, depends on my mood.
Yes. We should have a sing-along for you. Play some R. Kelly or something.
Oh, yes, please. I'll turn that right up.
Bit of Ignition. I reckon that could be your jam, Samantha.
I actually still do listen to that guy.
That's awesome. All right. It's a great way to pass the time on a long drive. Thanks, Samantha.
Thank you.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.